T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Normally, we would talk to this gentleman on Thursday. However, that's Thanksgiving. And even though this guy will be busy, probably in between bites of Thanksgiving dinner, dropping some knowledge on NFL Network, it is NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport who joins us on the Harbor One Hotline, sponsored by Zuti. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zuti.com for details. And by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Rap Sheet, thanks for moving. How are you, friend?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
We're okay good. Because everything turned up, almost everything turned up Patriots yesterday.
Yeah.
Tennessee loses. Baltimore almost loses. We know the Kansas City won. The Patriots handled business. And who would have thunk heading into Week 12 that the Patriots would have a chance at the number one seed, Rap Sheet, in the AFC?
It's crazy. And you know, we spend so much time talking about the Bills, and, you know, it's a transition year again to the Patriots, and they're starting a rookie quarterback, and the Bills are the juggernaut, and then the Patriots were watching from the couch, getting all starched up or whatever, and the Bills got beat real bad in a way that, you know, I think everybody will probably go to school on. I mean, the Patriots can run the ball. I imagine they run the ball right at them, just like the Colts did. But the Patriots come out of this kind of where we usually see them, which is at the top of the division with a chance at a bye and, you know, looking at a really successful December and into January. It's amazing. I mean, a lot of the faces and names have changed, but it's a formula the Patriots have used for years.
And now the top team in the conference is still the Tennessee Titans, who the Patriots play this Sunday. And we know there'll be no Derrick Henry, and we know there'll be no Julio Jones. And, Rap, I know it's early. We normally talk to you on Thursday, but what are you hearing, if anything, on A.J. Brown's status?
So A.J. Brown, first he had a wrist injury, and then he went back in the game. So presumably that's good. And then he had what was described as a chest injury. I was told it was actually a rib injury, so he had x-rays, and those were negative. All of that is good. All of that makes you think he's going to play. The only caveat is there's been a couple times this year with Gronk and with Tua where x-rays have been negative and then CT scans have been not negative, I guess positive you would say. So we're going to hold out and see what the scans on A.J. Brown show. But I think he's going to be okay, which, you know, they're definitely dealing with some injuries. I mean, they got another receiver who's out too, so you know, Patriots are definitely not going to see the full Titans team Sunday.
Yeah, and that was really going to be the question, Ian, is that I know it was Johnson, the wide receiver, pulled his hamstring, and then there's Julio Jones as well. It feels like Julio Jones has not been on the field at all this year for the Titans.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I will say, like, they didn't trade a second-round pick for him. They didn't do all that for him to play in September. So it's like, yes, you know, I know they would certainly like him on the field. That would be much better. Like, this is about the playoffs. And, you know, they're assuming they make the playoffs, and, you know, they got to play better than I did against the Houston Texans. But assuming they make the playoffs, they probably get Julio and Derrick Henry back. So they'll be a force, but they just got to get there. They're going to be one of those teams that's going to be kind of limping to the finish line and then hoping they use the playoffs to get a little healthy.
Is there anything more to come with the Antonio Brown fake vaccine card story down in Tampa?
No, the NFL is looking into it, and you know I would expect that to ramp up this week. But so you guys know, the way it works is players get their vaccination card, hopefully through legal and good sound means. They send a picture of it, much like when someone says, hey, I need your license, you send a picture of your license. So you send the vax card, send it into the team, then it's on the team to verify, which can either mean saying, okay, like this is good, or calling the pharmacy, some teams do. there's different things you can do to verify, and then it goes into the NFL database, and that's really it. And so, you know, if a player got a quote-unquote fake vaccination card, the actual card is not fake. The card is real. It's whether or not the player information on the card, in other words, that the player got the vaccine, is real. So, like, how do you actually verify? I mean, these are all the questions where, like, you know, this is not a system like getting a driver's license where it's perfectly, you know, done and all the data is in. Like, this is very incomplete. It's going to be hard to prove anything, honestly.
Ian Rappaport of NFL Network here joining Gresh and Keefe on the Harbor One Hotline. The Broncos have signed Courtland Sutton to a contract extension. First it was Tim Patrick, then it was Courtland Sutton. Are they eventually going to work on getting a quarterback there in Denver?
You know, I think they'll probably get around to it. Now, they do have a quarterback that they like. Remember in the offseason, I don't know if you remember this, it was kind of a story. They tried to trade for Aaron Rodgers. I would imagine they will ramp up those efforts again this offseason. They will probably not be alone, but, you know, Rodgers really liked Denver last time. So if they come calling again, and if he looks at it, I mean, just think about it. Like, it's an offensive line that's pretty good. It's a defense that's pretty talented. And then they got all the receivers locked up for 3 years. Might that be something that would be enticing for a franchise quarterback? Possibly. Mm-hmm. So I kind of like what Denver's doing. But assuming they get a quarterback. If they don't get a quarterback, I don't like anything. If they get a quarterback, I like a lot of what they're doing because they really have set the stage for a veteran to come in here and be pretty good.
Monday Night Football tonight, we got the Bucs and the Giants. It sounds like Rob Gronkowski's a go. And what about Saquon Barkley?
I think both those guys are going to go. Gronk, no surprise, practiced fully this week. And now, you know, that was kind of a weird one because he had the internal injuries, and then he had the back, and I think it all took a little bit longer than anyone anticipated. Like, both of these were supposed to be shorter-term injuries, and just, you know, it took a lot to get back. I think it's, you know, I know Gronk hates dealing with injuries, and that was a frustration for him. This has probably not been a very easy season for Rob Gronkowski. And then Saquon, same thing. I mean, he's, you know, he had the bye last week, looked really good in practice this week, went full speed, had no setbacks. He should play tonight as well. And then we'll see. I mean, we'll see what a almost basically full speed, full, you know, strength Giants team is going to be. Not having Logan Ryan, your old friend, hurts because he knows Tom Brady extremely well. But I still think the Giants can make tonight interesting, and then we'll see.
Ian, Keith and I were chopping this up a little bit earlier and curious for your thoughts on it. Seems like everybody in the NFL is pretty close this year. I don't know if that's parity. Is it mediocrity? How would you describe the way the league has played overall this season?
You know, I don't know that it's parity or mediocrity because it's been like really highs and really lows. You know, it's not like, I don't know. I mean, like, you have results like the Titans and Texans, which are bizarre. You have the Cowboys no showing, I think it's two of the last 3 weeks, right? Yeah, two of the last 3 weeks. And I get one of them, Dak, you know. Oh, no, Dak did play. He played both because he came back from his injury. It's just, it's been weird. That's what I don't understand. Like, it's not like, you know, like every, like the Vikings are a team probably in the middle because literally every game of theirs goes down to the wire. It's up and down. It's right, and then they win. They've won half. They've lost half, and they're literally 500. That's mediocre. But a lot of times, it's like wild swings. It's almost like half the team stopped paying attention 1 week, and it makes for like fun, unpredictable football. But it also makes it hard to figure out like who's actually good. Like the Bills and Titans. Like, what did we actually see this weekend? Is it just an anomaly? Is it just a long season and everyone's kind of getting not focused and waiting till the end? Like, I don't know. But it's been a very, very entertaining but very strange season.
All right, and then finally, Thanksgiving is on Thursday. What is the rap sheet perfect plate?
Well, first of all, we'll be smoking a turkey. We didn't get the main turkey. We got the side turkey, the turkey that everyone's going to use for leftovers, so we'll be smoking that, which will be good. And then we got, my wife's making collard greens. We got some cream corn. We got some pecan stuffing. We got some sweet potatoes where they have the marshmallows kind of on top. Have you seen that? It's delicious.
Wow.
We got some bread on the side. Might be missing something. I think that's the main. Oh, and then the twice baked potatoes where you scoop it out. You know, cook it and whatever, and then put the potatoes back in. We got that one coming too. So I think we got some good stuff.
All right. So are you the one doing the smoking of the turkey? Are we talking Big Green Egg, Traeger? What kind of apparatus are you using to smoke this bird?
I am doing the smoking. We have a Traeger. I'm a full Traeger guy.
Okay.
I attended a smoke off on Sunday where we smoked 4 Petanias and 6 racks of ribs. I didn't win, by the way, but whatever.
Well, it wasn't against Snoop. It wasn't that kind of smoke off, was it?
No, okay, it was good. A good kind of smoke off where we just make a bunch of stuff and then eat a ton. It was great, and then vote on it. No, but we'll be using the Traeger. I'll be rubbing it and brining it and maybe putting some butter on the inside, and we got all sorts of good stuff we're going to do. So, should be fun.
Sounds great.
Great stuff. Ian Rappaport joining us on the Harbor One Hotline. Rap Sheet, thanks a bunch. Enjoy Thanksgiving, and we will catch you next week, sir.
All right. Good talking to you guys. Have a great Thanksgiving.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.